The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, December 26, 2023. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, reiterated that for Cuba it is of utmost importance to expand ties with all member nations of the Eurasian Economic Union. The president intervened virtually at the meeting of the Supreme Eurasian Economic Council and assured that Cuba, as an observer state, will continue to be actively involved in events and events of the European Union to promote mutually beneficial collaboration with the Union. He stressed Cuba's intention to deepen collaboration in trade and investments in the uncovered spaces of the Eurasian market as an intermediate step to deepen economic, commercial, financial, and cooperation relations with the countries of the bloc. The Cuban president stressed that Cuba sees the new supranational mechanism of financial assistance for industrial cooperation in the Union as a great opportunity for observer countries, which in our case should allow us to promote joint projects. The first 51 doctors of the Cuban Brigade providing health care in the southern Italian region of Calabria, celebrating 1 year since the beginning of this mission. Dr. Luis Enrique Perez, head of the Cuban group, highlighted in statements to the Cuban press that the 50 specialists who were joined by another 120 who arrived on August 4, 2023, earned the respect and gratitude of the people, as well as the regional government. On November 26, 1 month before the first anniversary, during an event in tribute to the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, the political and health authorities of Calabria recognized the work carried out by those health specialists upon arrival. This Cuban Solidarity Healthcare Assistance in Italy is a continuation of that provided in 2020 by brigades of the Henry Reeve Medical Contingent in the northern cities of Crema and Turin during the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuba's Prime Minister Manuel Marrero urged on Sunday at the 9th Ordinary Session of the Municipal Assembly of People's Power of Jibara in Holguín to strengthen agriculture in the municipalities from their own potential to meet the needs of the people. The meeting examined the estimated closing of the economy plan, the behavior of the main indicators, and its projection for the coming year, which prioritizes the sectors of food production, tourism, and fishing. The Prime Minister affirmed that Cuba is an agriculture wealth of a people, so it is necessary to provide support, follow-up, and accompaniment to the farmers, increase internal control, and confront illegalities and intermediaries that stagnate and inflate the processes of purchase and sale of products. The Cuban head of government checked the most significant investments for 2023 and pointed out that the people are the main indicator, so it is necessary to identify the deficiencies and generate precise solutions. Cuba is preparing to host the 14th International Congress of Higher Education from February 5th to 9th under the motto Higher Education of the Future, Social Transformation, Quality, Relevance, and Sustainability, with the objective of reflecting on its role in social transformation. The event was convened by the Ministry of Higher Education of Cuba and will serve as a favorable setting to discuss the responsibilities of higher education in the evolution of nations, mainly in the economic, social, cultural, and environmental spheres. According to the call, the event will be organized around 7 symposiums in which workshops and special activities are grouped, and which include in its scientific programs, forums, related to the Sustainable Development Goals and their relationship with higher education. The new public health law discussed by the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power generates some expectations among Cubans for its impact on the country's great health care system. According to statements made to Prensa Latina by the director of the provincial hospital in Ciego de Ávila, Dr. Alberto Morota, the new regulation endorses the constitutional principle of respect for free and quality access to health services in Cuba. Likewise, the new law includes critical issues for the benefits of population that are the result of the recent approval of the new family code. Dr. Moronta said the legal instrument reinforces and adapts Cubans' duties and rights to modern times as well as the due health protection of workers. And in the international agenda, we have that Uruguayans will elect the presidential shortlist and the legislators of Congress on October 27, 2024. On that same date, several plebiscites have been planned. That year could be the highest in terms of number of plebiscites. Out of them, the one assured is seeking the approved police night raids, for which the ruling National Party obtained the necessary signatures in Parliament. The main argument in defense of the said plebiscite is that regulations are needed to further address insecurity, particularly drug trafficking. The proposals must further the signatures of the 10% of those registered in the National Civic Registry in order to be presented in the elections on October 27, 2024. Meanwhile, the Argentine Congress will hold a period of extraordinary sessions until January 31st, convened by President Javier Milei, to address measures such as the reform of the Senate. Legislators must also analyze the implementation of the single paper ballot system for elections and for personal income tax law, through which they intend to reestablish the tax on workers' earnings, according to the Telam news agency. The elimination of the tax was carried out by former Minister of Economy Sergio Massa and approved by deputies and senators this year. Congressmen will also debate a bill that requests the authorization for the absence of the president from the country during the 2024, whenever government reasons require it. They will also address aspects related to the treaties, conventions, and international agreements and pacts with Japan, Luxembourg, China, and Turkey for the elimination of the redoubled taxation in regard to taxes on income and wealth and the prevention of the tax evasion on prevention. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.